The answer's not in the box. It's in the band. Post-convergence world is just too heterogeneous to even consider pre-installing content handlers for new media formats as platforms with some plugins. If the release management didn't kill you in the first place, then version skew would get you over time. But what about security? Telephony guys would never let their end users install naked files.
He was on the verge of some
platform.
Where did it come from?
He was right there.
Being investigated by the Justice Department.
He was right there.
They just want to own everything.
This is not in the box. It's in the band.
It's in the band. We are very close.
What are you doing?
With our sponsor, Nan Wong Pharmaceutical, proudly presents
Live from Nan Wong.
But first, I would like to introduce to you the host of our show, a man who was laughed
in the face of death. The one and only Jesus!
I have a gun. You people are trespassing, and that's against the law. Now paint out your clothes. Now paint out your clothes. Don't argue with me. I have to be sure.
That's your normal?
Do it!
We will now hear the recordings. This phone call was placed from Betty Young aboard the
flight 11. It's about control.
Recorded on that call.
Second phone call was placed by Vinny Gonzalez.
Airlines Operations Center. Report.
And to relay the center.
You have been weighed.
You may hear
you have been measured.
Commission
edited. And you absolutely
protect one family member.
Have been found wanting.
Second phone call we will hear.
Welcome to the new world. God save it. If it is right that he should do so.
I shut up! I don't know how much longer we can control them. They're fighting over their own urine.
Now put me back on the air. I said put me back on air, and now. Good.
I'm glad you're happy.
Amigos, are you with me? Are you with me?
Yeah, well, that's what I do, too.
What?
Comment, say things, think, whatever. Why are you so special?
Well, I didn't say I was special, but it's one thing to think, you know, and it's another thing to actually communicate it to people. You know, I mean, if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, does that make a sound?
Of course it does.
You know, that is my worst fear, making a sound and no one hears it.
Mine, too.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, you make art, and you want people to see.
Wait, what happened to the tree?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that your tree is not artistic if no one cuts it down.
I mean, you know, at least I admit I don't know. And I know that I have nothing original to say about any of it, all right? I don't have an answer. I don't have a message.
Okay, great. Well, now he's crying. You guys happy?
Shut up, Tim. This isn't funny, man.
It's not you, man. It's, you know what? It is? It's this tar pit of stupidity that we're all stuck in. It's this cell. It's this void, you know?
Oh, no, man, look.
You know, it used to scare me so much that I didn't know what was coming in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I would always think, you know, what if I make the wrong move? But maybe there isn't any right move. You know, I mean, look at us. You know, we all dress the same. We all talk the same. We all watch the same TV. Nobody's really different, even if they think they're different. Oh boy, look at my tattoo, you know? And see, that's what makes me free. Because I can do anything I want, as long as I don't care about the result. Anything is possible. It is night on planet Earth, and I'm alive. And someday I'll be dead. Someday I'll just be bones in a box. But right now, I'm not. And anything is possible. Each moment can just be what it is. There's no failure. There's no mistake. I just go there and live there, and what happens, happens. And so right now, and I'm not afraid, you know? I don't need money, man. I don't even need a future. I could knock out all my teeth with a hammer. So what? You know, I could poke my eyes out. I'd still be alive, you know? At least I'd know that I was doing something real for 2 or 3 seconds, you know? It's all about fear. And I'm not afraid anymore, man.
The greatest men are the most alone. And without suffering, you will never gain wisdom.
I'm not quite sure if I dreamt this, was told this, or it actually happened. The world is calm. No one is hysterical. Very little traffic. Always the best time to travel.
This is pre-traffic. People don't appreciate this time.
It's funny, I was born around this time of day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's my favorite time.
It's the best time to travel.
You can't get that image out of your head. It was so bad it made you miss your exit. No matter what you do, you can't get off the freeway. Well, folks, take a deep breath. Turn on the radio and have faith. The road will eventually get you there.
Cut your engines, kill all your power, and your electronics and the radio. Stay off the radio.
I don't know how to read all this. What kind of a problem? Now, somebody, please, take this ugly bag of snakes and lay them out straight for me.
Life is tough. I'm very sorry.
But you pull yourself together. You do whatever it takes. Create some angles between you and your pursuers. Use your training. Use your head. Evade and survive. And we will bring you home. Do you understand? We will bring you home.
Report to the Grand Room for a final demonstration of your destructive powers.
Enter Oswald. Accessing personnel file. Primary education in various state institutions. A serious source of triple 3 acquittals for sexual assault, homicide, and weapons offenses. Judicial psychological reports are borne out by psych evaluation. Reed is a prime example of acute violent psychosis allied to extreme technical virtuosity. Recommend immediate promotion.
What are you, one man percussion section or something?
And keep it quiet.
Quiet!
Now, children, are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. This story started many thousands of years ago, but it was all over in just 7 days. All that long, long time ago, none of the things we can see now, the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the animals and plants, not a single one existed. Only God existed. And so only he could have created them. And he did.
Most diabolical tool is in action right now.
And what would that be?
Now, I'm trusting you with some sensitive information here.
Thank you.
Easy listening music. You know, like you're here in an elevator.
We're married for 7 years. Until it's untimely death. He fell down an elevator shaft. I don't know, some sort of malfunction. He pushed the button. The door opened. He stepped in. No elevator. Just air.
Wait.
Is someone out there not having a good time? Somebody crying out there in the darkness.
All right. Just serial burglar. Chasing him for 12 months, and real slickster gave up nothing. Cat was riding my ass the entire time. Since he was today.
No?
So before the hearing, guy gets hold of some peanut butter, packs his ass crack with it.
What?
And he's standing tall before the bench, and he's waiting to give a statement. So he shoves his hand down his pants, comes out with a gob of extra chunky Jif. Bailiffs won't come near him. Now he's looking the judge right in the eyes. He licks his fingers clean. So judge says, this poor man's insane. He can't go to prison. Orders him to psychiatric.
She fell for it.
By the time she found out it was sandwich spread, the order was signed, the guy's been transferred.
He'll do 6 months in the puzzle factory, then they'll call him normal and let him loose.
Never ever do a day in prison.
Don't touch your face, don't swallow, don't spit. It's clean as teeth.
Your eyes, I see all of America.
What is America?
America? America is the hope in the eye and the dreams of a child in a wagon under a starlit sky. There's millions of children in millions of wagons sharing the same blanket of stars. A blanket woven not of whole cloth, but a quilt sewn of many colors and many cloths. It is a cup.
Critics were not kind.
Nice. So all this is about revenge. You're going to unmake existence because you have a grudge against God.
Very scary, and action.
Thou, the player of the game, art God. Very spiritual. Funny, too. God, the artist, the mechanic.
Funny.
Oh, God. God, the mechanic.
How you feeling?
Well, my head's still buzzing. I feel all tingly inside. Usually need 5 or 6 stiff drinks to feel this way.
You shouldn't complain.
Who's complaining?
God save us all.
Make your complaints when you meet him.
I thought they were both great, fascinating, and compelling people, mysterious people. I wonder about them, people. They've always taken up a little bit of space in my head.
Basic principles of time travel are there. You've got your vessel and your portal, and your vessel could be just about anything, most likely a spacecraft. A wormhole with an Einstein-Rosen bridge, which is theoretically a wormhole in space controlled by man. A wormhole may be able to provide a shortcut for jumping between two distant regions of space-time. Well, each vessel travels along a vector through space-time along its center of gravity.
Like a sphere.
I beg your pardon?
Like a sphere that comes out of your chest.
Sure, yeah. And in order for the vessel to travel through time, it's got to find a portal, or in this case, a wormhole, or...
Well, could these portals just appear anywhere, anytime?
I think that's highly unlikely. No, I think what you're talking about is an act of God.
Well, if God controls time, then all time's predecided.
I'm not following you.
Look, every living thing follows along set path. And if you could see your path or channel, then you could see into the future, right? Like, that's a form of time travel.
Well, you're contradicting yourself, Donnie. If we were able to see our destinies manifest themselves visually, then we would be given a choice to betray our chosen destinies. And the mere fact that this choice exists would make all preformed destiny come to an end.
Not if you travel within God's channel.
I'm not going to be able to continue this conversation.
Why?
I could lose my job.
Only on the most pathetic level of reality. Did you ever play a game, Art God?
What?
Thou, the player of the game, Art God. Very spiritual. Funny, too. God, the artist. The mechanic.
Funny.
Step into my office.
Oh, God.
God. The mechanic. Step into my office.
Okay. Oh, God.
What happened?
Before sailing away, Helios, Medea killed King Creon and the princess with... what? A rock? A spear gun? Or... a little poison?
Poison?
Good guess.
All trapped in our own bodies, in moments in history. That's it. That's what I need to do. Tie all of history together.
Start right before life begins on the planet. All is lifeless. And then life begins. With organisms. Those little single-cell ones. Oh, and it's before sex. Because, like, everything was asexual. From there, we go to bigger things. Jellyfish. And then that fish that got legs on it and crawled out on the land. And then we see, you know, like, dinosaurs.
Hey,
a regular line.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, you have the right number.
number then. You want to try? You want to call?
I'm 8 o'clock.
98.2, therefore, is a more favorable index than 97.9. In computing the index, errors are given more weight than irregularities. The percent of errors and irregularities found in the observed sample is read into an index table, and the index is determined from those tables. That means that if one call is observed on which there is an error, that error will be reflected in the office index. Answer questions 8 through 10 in your workbook.
In the state of Oregon, for instance,
in this case, you think, folks, that this same thing.
Well, the audience is all tickly this evening.
What do you talk about?
So, most of San Francisco will be in Toronto to see those guys. But what happened, little car? What are you doing up at this hour?
I am glad. Yeah, yeah, it's your teammates. Yes, they
entertaining the mind, calling themselves.
We're working hard here to bring absolute peace to the whole world.
Stop it.
Whether or not
other
than
Vision must be destroyed.
Fine.
You must smash every piece of equipment and eliminate every earthling in the area.
Huh?
After what?
When we no longer can be observed, I will.
What are you doing up at this hour?
There they go.
Into the human race.
How does this door work? I've got knowledge.
Did you see him that time?
No, I didn't see him that time.
You're
and personally,
to
Mr. I don't expect that. All I want to do is go on.
don't go.
So if you'll excuse me.
You can't go. Listen, how would you like to go to California? I'll drive you to California.
Seeing pink elephants all the way? No, thanks. Thanks just the same.
Look, please, just 1 minute, please.
You know what I think you need, big boy? Not a girlfriend. Just a good dose of love. There. I got it now.
You can't go. Please.
Get your hands off me. Yeah. You can't. Get your hands off me. What am I supposed to do? Kiss the charming prince?
What you do, baby? I'm selfish. What do you need to be?
Work.
You were the last of a long line of... I want you, baby.
It isn't yours, is it?
He called that weekend. All my calls are recorded. All we know is that on this day...
I'll get it back from you.
Transparent. Seems to be made of quartz with changing colors.
I believe in what I know. Listen to me. And then see what you do.
Yes. Give him the shot. He must stop the bomb. Bring me on the air. Fry the invaders.
Do you have the drug?
Yes, I have. Wait, it's Cho.
Yes.
Come here, parents. In my mind. Yes, little callers. 848-4425 to join.
It's you.
Just hold on. Just a minute. Easy. Oh, we're not.
But you're fish,
everything,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Hey, stay right
here.
I'm my
hard. Now, now, now. It's just the show.
Just the show.
Here we go.
All here we go.
Whoa. Into the barrel. The bend. Last line is over the edge.
But you'll be having lots of over the edge coming up soon.
Now doing the overseas translation for Fox Japan. The live translation is received and distributed by the Tiny Catholic History District.
Shifting masks is to take a deep breath, stop, and gaze at the profound wonder of creation, from whirling mega-galaxies to the infinitesimally tiny subatomic particles, and trust the inescapable intelligence and purpose behind it all, behind the majestic waterfall, the gentle wind, the joy of a new kitten at play, and the loving touch of your child's hand. You have faith that the power that brought the very cosmos into being, as well as giving you the conscious awareness to perceive it, has more in mind for you than towering in some corner.
Jamming that vertical, diffuse, non-linear lightning that came from everywhere at once. We knew that Bob had returned. And what about those mysterious power surges that began when the band that does not speak to each other started playing Synchro Bob? Oh, it was hot, dear friends. Why was it impossible for me to stand up that Saturday night? And who was that doctor who called the cyborgs in and put me in the existence? Module. I could see was the white wall breeze holding out his safety deposit box on the broke friend and I would I've got a new implant and the third phase RNA program just kicked in. What did Philo mean when he knew all about the conditions at the bottom of the lake? And why were the only pills available 25 bucks a shot and already on the prohibitive index? Kwame Hagen wasn't there, but we did our best. And Chamber agreed. But what could he know if he will rise and flop on the floor that with the living shocked out of him by a star so perhaps from ungodly pharmaceutical potpourri. The abrasion Pope were there. The Pope of all New York arrived by carriage. To personally oversee, I believe, the slowdown for the Funk Llama and the Dutch Bar. And G. Gordon Gordon was there, dear friends, desperate as ever. He took me behind the left speaker bank, messed up my attitude, gave me free recipes for plastic explosives, easily made from readily available cheap chemicals, dear friends, anytime. So later when he and Unibrow were swapping F-stop and showed everyone some fancy shoes, a lot of people left to go cruising around on the lake with what shell shock. And that's what happened at Doc Stock. But that wasn't nearly as delirious, man. This Doc Stock virus got me wearing down. I'm battery. Oh, I need a recharge. Tap into the power of the listener out there. Yes, I smell a new one.
When you must hear the wonderful news, number one, help play the program.
Some guy, and they thought explosives. It was explosive hand lotion.
Great.
It was explosive hand lotion.
Yeah, it's true. No, but it's what happened leading up to that that was so scary.
And that was. And what was that?
What was that?
Special mystery guest, Anonymous One.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Anonymous. Well, see, I was getting...
The show never stops. That's the thing people don't understand.
I was in the Seattle airport, and I was going to get on the plane, and they do the little thing where they swab your stuff, and they test you out to see...
They're doing that because they know you're carrying explosives.
Yeah. Well, they swabbed me, and they said...
Personally, on your personal parts?
All over. Wow. And they swabbed me out, and they said, sir, would you please sit over here? You've just tested positive for nitroglycerin. And I said, that's interesting.
I'm not kidding.
And even on a show like this, I'm not kidding. And I just thought, I can't believe this. You know, what is going to happen now? And I have to pull up my ID, and they want me to fill out these forms, and a police officer comes and stands near me just in case maybe I decide to run for
freak
it.
Freak out, yeah.
Yeah. And so...
You've just tested positive for nitroglycerin.
Nitroglycerin, and they say, so why are you testing positive for nitroglycerin? And I say, well, I have no idea. And he says, well, you must have it. What's going on? And I says, well, I certainly don't. It's ridiculous.
I think their swabbing material wiped it onto you.
Well, they keep looking, and then they want me to open. They narrow it down to my hard drive, which is in my carry-on, and they want me to open the hard drive. And I say, I'm not opening the hard drive.
And the little things spill out?
You know, all the little hard things will fall out.
How do you do that? Yeah, your hard drive things itself, you know?
Yeah.
The drive and the hardness will be separated from each other?
That would be terrible.
How would you do that?
Well, I said, can't you just x-ray it again? You know, can you run it through again? And they decided to do that, and I started getting real frustrated. I said, look, I've read enough about these machines. I know they test false positive all the time, you know, and that's what's happening, you know. And I was so frustrated. I said, you know, this whole thing that's going on here, because this went on for so long.
How long?
This was like a half an hour. I'm sitting there, and I said, I was just getting so annoyed. And I said, look, this whole thing is just, it's these machines that don't even work, and they test false positive, and it's just some company who's made millions of dollars selling these to every airport in the goddamn country, you know, and...
Did you use the swear word, the invective?
You invoked the Lord's name in vain? It, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, and...
So they knew you were serious.
They knew...
When you pull the Lord into the conversation,
that's right.
You know you're serious.
Getting between my heart and my drive, you're asking for
trouble. Right.
Yeah.
And so what was the ultimate...
Well, ultimately, they said, well, were you out in the garden, you know, doing any kind of garden work or something? And I suddenly thought, nitrates, right?
Right.
And I said, well, no.
Yes, I was out in front of the airport in the garden.
Then they said, well, what about hand lotion? So I just lied to them, and I said, that's it. I had all this hand lotion, you know.
I was
jerking off all morning, and I went through so
lots
much hand
of hand lotion.
Lots
oh,
of
so
hand
that's
lotion.
Where they swap it to get through your knees, probably.
So I just went for that explanation.
Partying out at the airport.
And they slapped their forehead and shrugged their shoulders and... Sudden.
Well, the interesting thing was, I said, what would have happened? I said, what happens if it keeps testing positive for nitro and you don't believe me? And he said, well, we'd have to take your hard drive out and blow it up.
Wow.
He then said he was joking.
Oh.
What would they use to blow it up with? Nitro?
So what you're telling me is they then put the lotion on the hard drive.
Yes.
And they blew the lotion in the hard drive up with nitroglycerin because it tested for nitroglycerin.
But here's what I walked away with wondering, and I didn't think of the time enough to ask this, and that was, okay, I've now tested false positive, right, for nitroglycerin in the airport. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure I'm in a database now for testing false positive,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, these databases are going to be around for the rest of our lives. So
probably even past our lives.
In the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years, let's say I test false positive again, maybe even a third time. There's something in the software where finally
you hit critical mass.
Will come up, yeah, and suddenly I'm on the extra super special.
And you look over at your hard drive blows up by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
The 15th false positive.
That's true.
And as it's you're automatic. Handcuffed in front of the John Ashcroft statue in Washington, D.C. 15 years from now.
Yeah, they had to get like Stephen Hawking to help them design
you'll
that
think of this
algorithm
moment,
to make it work
on
that
the air.
Way.
But
well, thank
it.
You, Philo. Thank you, Puzz.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping
by.
Let
me get my bottle of lotion. And
get your bottle of lotion. I noticed you had a case or two still left
out
there.
Get a bottle of lotion.
Tonight is still young. There's a lot of fun to be had.
That's
after
right.
After a good over the
be careful with yourself. You know, you don't want to break your heart or anything.
No. Okay.
Will you pick up?
Yeah. And now.
Okay.
And now go and be creative.
And there he is. He's off. He's running down the road, chasing the children. They're fleeing in terror, but he's still running, gaily laughing, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, throwing his various hard drives and lotions aside. And here we are, pleasant in our own peaceful Londoninity.
You need headphones!
You don't need headphones on the show, although they do help. These shows all sound better if you use headphones.
I'm sorry, I took over the good headphones. I dominated the good headphones.
Just looking for the door to heaven. That's all we're ever looking for on this show. Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm watching it. This is it.
What do you call it when it's a positive positive?
What's the opposite? And so the shows went on for years, talking about each other and themselves, saying nothing at all, as co-hosts slept the night away in their jammies with you. As you're all tucked into bed.
You get a false pot. What's the opposite? Did you ever think that the opposite of
and none
a false
of you have to think about what is torturing Philo's mind right now.
It's just... crazy.
All of you are little bubbles of thought. Or
yes. What? What do you want? What do you want with me?
Now, we're down at the airport now. We're all testing false positive in solidarity with members of Negative Land.
Now we're testing true negatives, though.
Well, what if you had, like, nitro pills for, like, a bad heart?
Yeah, yeah.
When you test with
then
your...
they'd throw you on the floor and search you right there, and when they found the nitro pills as you were having the heart attack, they would apologize.
Or either there, they find the nitro pills, and then they give you a sharp punch to the heart.
Just
out of aggravation. Just to aggravate you.
Or they hit you with the taser.
You know, I forgot to ask the guest star what law enforcement agency did that.
What was that? The Transportation Security Agency, Homeland Security, or was that just some strange Men in Black type agency?
It'll be DHS.
What, they're doing DHL? Sent the threatening letters DHL?
The negative guy was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Earlier.
And we're just doing the report now. We have to do it on these old premium typewriters.
The young negative guy. Not the old negative guy. The young negative guy. The bomb train. Yeah, the guy who transports bombs in his hard drive.
Of time,
in some database
as members
now.
Of the various bands all wash and bump into each other over the last quarter century that I've lived here in Berkeley.
He's revealed all his secrets now.
A lot of wonderful and bizarre parallels and rings of influence love stories
stop
and hate
me from
stories.
Doing what I know the public wants me to do.
Pieces of the pie spread all over the kitchen.
Give them the news
here
the
on
fair
the show and the various shows
that we do here on the show.
That do the nighttime.
What you expect from us.
We are the night people, as one of our close friends used to say.
We are night people. We stay up at night because you don't have to. Because we're not fair and we are not balanced. We are somewhere between grossly prejudiced and completely off-center. That is our new mantra as we enter the 90s and pursue with all immediate effort your best interests and those interests of the children. because you're
these bastard. Little headphones. And so, did Dr. Hal actually fall over? The mermaids were carrying him down the stairs.
The mermaids were carrying him down, and he got his fingers entangled in their special accoutrements, and was. I think they got like hung up on the stairwell. They were trying to dislodge him when she started singing, and he got enraptured by her beautiful voice, as did yours truly. It's so lovely and so soothing. Except for that note, that one note. Oh, it hurt.
Note that would go on forever. Oops.
That note,
just like
that
this
was
show.
The note.
Sorry,
that
I didn't mean to say that, but now the show goes on forever because I said that. And the song "That Refused to Die," which of course brought a lot of the original influence.
And if you ever wanted to know the lyrics, if a lot of people said, they've asked me over the years, they said, Philo, what are the lyrics to the song "That Refused to Die"? And so I put those lyrics on my website. They're now a hot link on the top page of my website at
quiveringbrain.com.
That's the one. You'll go to
quiveringbrain.com.
I think it's Peter.
Then
is this the Rocknar guy?
That's Rocknar.
Trying to figure out where Rocknar is. What I'm going to do is pull together
Agent
the Rocknar influence, Negative Land influence, Puzzle and Evidence influence. And produce a Hal influence.
We got now.
At some point,
Hal,
don't worry about it right now.
Puzzling evidence. We got.
It's not going to happen for a few minutes.
And we're all just hanging around like a bunch of old timers, just joshing and slapping
each
other.
Wasn't it a bummer this week
pad.
About Hunter Thompson?
What about? That was.
Sir, you are referring to the subgenius youth.
I thought we covered
auxiliary.
That in the last show. Did anybody listen to the last?
I feel smarter because I'm sitting in the Hal chair tonight.
You know that we are
the various video leaders shooting themselves on the air.
Yeah, you know,
I don't know
how
that
will make you feel
in our
aggressive, domineering, and arbitrary.
87 years young last Thursday, and I feel absolutely tip-top. A1 at Lloyd's. Yes, truly we are youth by all reckoning. Except that of the vainglorious fool and the loveless, ever-anxious crowd. We, the subgenius youth, subdute. Well, whatever.
We subdute each other.
We
subdute the fact that we still have
the
salute.
Yes,
we have to perform the salute.
The subgenius salute, as they call it. Yes.
There's
that was
the
an
audio
example
portion of
the subdute right there.
Some people call it a subjunct.
A subjunct.
But you're not supposed to reveal those type of secrets.
No,
over
it
the
was
air.
An accidental matham. Oops, there was another one I was going to mention.
You know what happened?
It was simply a tyro. I'm sorry.
What
happened? I threw that one away also.
I believe your discretion controlling device has slipped its cog and has started.
You're
to
right.
Feel
my
over
discreetometer is completely off. Need to replace the battery, which is a triple A battery.
And so your jargon is starting to spiel there.
All right. There we are.
Spiel
there
out
we go.
The rationalizer.
Look, it's getting on your vest.
Oh,
you know what the last show made me think of was subgenius, old-timey subgenius religion.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because
the
they were
time?
Just piling on the religion for the last 3 hours.
It was good.
We were? You mean the last show?
Not us. Yeah, the last show.
The last show made me, like, want to slap.
For Janer, and it's good enough.
I started slapping my knees.
And I started
going
knee-high. I started thinking about my old
subtime religion. It's good enough for me.
Yeah, if it's good for Paul and Philo, it was good for Paul and Philo.
It was good for Paul and Philo, and good enough for me. Give me that old time subgenius. Give me that old time subgenius. Give me that old time subgenius. It's good enough for me.
This is insane. No, this is insane.
Yes, the subgenius movement is also youthful. Something which was born yesterday. A mere chick just now wetly emerged embryonically from its concealing shell. It's down yet not fluffed. A mere memento of time.
Yes, yes. In a moment.
So Hal and I are, and Philo's over there, and there's this conductor guy, and we're sitting in
the slowly vibrating Pullman car.
Space, man.
In the train museum.
You feel the space has its own sound.
It'd be great
sound.
To do the show from there.
Sound yeah, that comes
we should
from the
do
space
that.
Is like the
we
sound
go,
of
we
the
be
space.
We taping each other and doing the show in there and then bring it to the show.
Wow.
What a revolutionary
what a
idea.
Oh, you're messing with my mind.
Just like... Is that time we went to see that one band that we can't remember?
And the time we God. Went into the cave and it I, was dark and I couldn't find...
And the spider crawled across my foot.
And then a spider came.
Hey, did you hear about that new movie about spiders?
A new movie about spiders?
Yeah.
Well, I knew there was a Misty Monday spider movie that I just read about tonight. But what's this new spider movie?
I was thinking if you guys run out of dinosaur movies, you could shift to spider movies.
We will eventually. We'll run out of dinosaur footage and we'll have to shift to giant insect footage. But,
yeah.
Because,
you know, there's only one thing better than a dinosaur is a giant insect to me.
Well, we'll have them. We'll have the giant insects. But the
praying
giant insect repertoire is even more limited than the dinosaur repertoire.
Can I say,
only be exalted.
Please, can I put my vote in for praying mantis right off the bat?
You mean the deadly mantis?
Deadly mantis.
What a dull movie it
what
is.
What did you say about Ragnar?
America yeah. maintains a vast
American
supply
camp.
Of military forces, which are at the point of
now, what's American
readiness.
Camp? Does that have
it's a really good dinosaur
to
movie.
Deal with a giant prehistoric mantis, if it should appear, America
right,
has
Ragnar,
all these bases
right,
placed
right,
up in the
right,
Arctic.
Yeah.
Right.
American camp, huh?
That's what the movie shows. It shows that they scramble all these guys that they've got stationed up there just in case of a giant mammoth.
You never
mantis.
Know, and they come back to life. Yeah, giant yeah. matches.
Now, you've had trouble with the mantis. The mantis.
And the things come back to life.
Mammoth.
You have to fight
they
them. Sometimes they look like giant
mantis.
Carrots.
And he was the woolly mammoth.
It's beyond belief.
Tuskor, who thundered over the plains.
And... Who was the guy?
Maybe that's
Kazar!
And Dr. Doom. Kazar and Dr. Doom. Friends that meet across a crowded room. Kazar and Dr. Doom. A Kazar, of course, had the lost land.
Yeah.
And his pet, the giant Smilodon, or saber-toothed tiger. What was his name? What was his pet giant saber tiger.
I can't quite remember that, but we'll pick the first caller at 848-4425 to give us the answer to that.
As you can
special
see,
trivial
stranded out here, caller.
What was Kazar
floating about on the lifeboat of the show?
Have you ever noticed the similarity between Kazar and Kazar? I wonder if there's something going on there.
No,
that seems a little too odd to me.
The paucity of invention which makes them create a name like Edgar Rice Burroughs and Tarzan, which was original when it first was thought of and also supposed to be a word from the speech of subhumans.
Subhumans?
Yes. The great apes that Tarzan was raised by. They're not chimpanzees, nor are they gorillas.
Was that those great apes don't use vowels.
Well, they didn't know what the great apes were. These would be monkeys.
Sorry.
They would be apes.
No.
They weren't actually in the...
They were like Australopithecus or something.
Yes, that's the thing. If you consider them as proto-humanoids, it all makes sense that they're somehow living in seclusion in Africa. And incidentally, just last year, they discovered a new kind of great ape in Africa.
They did.
They did, yes. It probably doesn't fit the Tarzan
mold. I can't
mold,
believe that. As fast as we're killing off the endangered species and we just discovered one?
They are still finding some just
How
as they kill
be?
Them.
How can that be?
Well, and not only that, what one close to us on the tree
that there may
life.
Be species that we
you
don't
look
even
ape
know
today.
Are emerging today.
Well,
you look ape today.
Jim Earp sent me a whole
Somebody's
bunch of pictures
going to sue now.
Of... critters that were thrown up from the sea bottom by the recent tsunami near
knew
Phuket,
the,
Thailand. They do not have names. They haven't been named. They're all utterly bizarre. things.
That just goes to show you
like
that
the, spiny
vain
shark
as the human
the,
animal
chimera
is.
Pup.
I mean, the display where the Pope has been hit by a meteorite.
The degrees of vanity and assuming his vast knowledge
the,
encompasses everything
sea spider,
that is able to be known.
All sorts of amazing
he's such a
things.
Smarty pants.
A,
he takes it to
phosphorescent firefly squid. And the blobfish, which seems
pretty wonderful, pretty strange.
Irritated looking human eyes looking out of its huge blobby body. Shaped sort of like human eyes.
Yeah, like that's one of the things that people find a little discomforting about.
And then the needle-toothed viper fish, all sorts of things like that.
And the pocket-nosed bandersnatch.
Just a moment. I got it. No, I'm talking about strange sea
well,
life.
Well, that's
that
one of
the
fish that was tossed up
floor.
Was the pocket-nosed bandersnatch.
As you wish.
The secret... There we go. Yeah.
What about the
Aquatic Life Below movie?
Well, it was a cool movie. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah?
That
no, it's around the corner. I was
it's a wonderful
it.
Movie.
Making a little Christmas in my head. Here.
I love that movie.
Which movie is that?
The Life the Aquatic, aquatic life with Steve Zissou.
You know, I haven't watched that yet. I have it, but
that
I haven't watched it yet.
That is a delightful film. I would not mind watching that one again.
Well, maybe you
so downloading the film into your mind now.
Oh, they're chambering it. I hope that it's clean.
I need a download to watch it.
Hey, I got an idea for a movie.
Okay, shovel idea in now.
Yeah.
Santa swims to Christmas Lamprey Land.
Christmas in where?
Who's swimsuit? What? Christmas Lamprey Land?
Right, the cows are going by the mic right now. Sorry.
I thought it was Christmas in Antarctica.
Shut
how about that?
Dry on the way to
like
market.
Community
the,
of lampreys.
The lampreys.
Oh, look, even in Antarctica, the guy with the mullet is getting pulled over by the
lampreys. Yeah, we want to have lampreys stuck to our posteriors.
Well, that adds a comic element that was...
like two or three. The more, and, you know, in the future, the more you have stuck to your bowhinder... Because I don't want to use the B
what
word.
What is worse than the round, sucking the mouth word. Of the lamprey with its...
Well, you have lampreys stuck to your hind nether,
pumping
your
the
hind
blood
area.
Out. Yes, that's right.
Your bulbous maximus back there.
Yes, and the lampreys themselves becoming bulbous
and
pendulous. And
then after a while, you just have four or five of them. And the more, you know, the cooler you are, the more you'll try to...
And when you sit down, you sit on them and
there.
Feel them slithering coldly under
slathering
your desiccating butt.
Like you could see some Christmas lampreys and they're shaped like little
Christmas now you'll get
some
Michael
were
Pepe
red
to call.
And some were green and some were striped like a candy cane. And some
were kind of
little holly berries could be seen. And thus they all did earn the Christmas name. Lamprey. Larry
yes.
the lovable lamprey.
There they were, slathering around together.
It was Larry and Louise at
now,
once
where
again
were they
at LampreyCon in Australia.
Oh, there they go.
What did you saw
they're
Aliens
on their way
vs.
To the
Predators,
now.
Right? What's in Antarctica? I love
Alien
that.
Versus
you mean
Predator.
Where the big carrot is attacked by the American Navy guys?
They drilled that hole real fast and then they slid down
they
it.
They just don't get along.
There was a there. You know, there's a hole in.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Baba Yaga.
I can't focus on
which is, I can't even think of the guy's name. He does these comics in Italy. And this guy, it was an
Godzilla
early softcore, it was early 70s softcore porn my brother
okay,
let me.
Okay, now it's ringing a bell.
But it has a hole to hell that turns out not to be anything. It's a very strange movie.
Yeah.
But I can see where it would have been really wonderful in 1972.
Now, do they still have Project Momo going on? Remember that?
The Hole to Hell?
Yeah.
Where they were going
to
drop in the
down to the Mohorovic discontinuity and, like, pump lava up and use it for heat. They were going to, you know, you could drop, like, hot water pipes down there and heat water.
That was out in Death Valley.
You drop a hot water pipe in the lava.
It's
heat up hot water.
And talk to the guy
who
had a lion named Tsar.
He's
lion?
Designing the,
lion was
the energy system that will either tap into the geothermals around the Black Rock Desert or
Kazar.
Will bring standard waterborne electricity down in Nevada.
I can't wait.
And he was, we met at Magnolia Campground in Death Valley.
Khazar.
Oh, there,
and this gentleman was
Magnolias and Hallelujah Under the Honeysuckle.
Interesting contact.
You could call at 848.
I knew a lot about the person I was with.
Let us know what is the background of Khazar.
The drop in.
2-4-5.
The shadow. The one who watches. That's what was going on.
Ever let her get away?
Yeah, you don't
from me.
Let them get away with anything.
No, no.
But drop a hint here and there.
510-848.
And let them know how things go.
Why did she have to marry that insufferable Bentley Drummond instead of me?
Okay, now we're opening the family secrets.
I could have offered her this casket
and
of family
closing them
secrets.
Again.
But
here's
no,
some sherry if
again.
You'd like some.
Are you speaking of my half-brother Bentley?
I was speaking of that shadow which travels before you at
are my
the morning and then below
Bentley.
You at midday and are trails
my
after you at
26,
sunset.
26, 27.
Step so neighbor so Bentley.
All right.
And they said he had a
keep
picture in his attic which grew foul through the years while he himself retained the habiliments of a youthful frame and
or that
visage.
One hideous black sheep, Bentley.
Yes, he
is. No named and never to be mentioned again, Bentley.
But the worst was that despicable bounder and scoundrel, Bentley Drummond.
Not quite as bad as that hideous, unnamed Thulu Bentley.
But you see, unfortunately, Esmeralda, she went for Bentley Drummond. And,
that's true. So the other Bentleys are completely irrelevant.
Only drown your sorrows in whiskey. Think of what might be, but throughout the years, perhaps she too should
have a shot at
not
this.
Escape some slight
whoa.
Sting
have another.
Of regret.
Have another drink.
I will, sir. Thank you. As the husband is, the wife is.
Mind not the
thou art
foul
mated with
stench
a cloud.
Coming forth.
And the grossness it's of his beautiful. Nature will have weight to drag thee down.
His corpulent flesh
hold thee
rippled in the breeze.
When his passion shall have spent its novel course.
His
something
hideous veins
better than his
distended
dog,
into
a little dearer than his horse. What is this? His eyes are weary. Think not they are glazed with wine. Go to him. It is thy duty. Kiss him. Take his hand in thine.
Ooh, it's slippery.
It may
it's
be,
got
my
something
lord.
On it. He's got lotion on his head.
That his brain is overwrought. Soothe him with thy finer
I thought that other guy.
Vector 21, somebody mentioned lotion. We better
touch
zoom in on those miscreants. There they are.
Thought.
There they are, with their lotion again.
All right, so pick them up at the next gas station.
I'm getting into some lotion on the motion ocean.
Yeah, type in lotion.
Unfortunately,
it will provide you with a database of all the people that have been caught with
lotion
at any time in the U.S. by
it's
law
for
ransom
Hollywood
the
Tropic
right
Cam
now.
Slather.
This industry alone is worth $1.2 billion.
And spring break.
What about Asper Cream?
That spring just broke again. We have Asper Cream, Asper Gum, and...
And all of these things do and instantly cause Asperger's, which you can
body,
then claim in the legal case.
I want some Asper water.
As an example of Asperger's syndrome.
And so then, once you have Asperger's, then they let you off a range
a
of problems.
Water.
I'm a vegetarian and cannot
water?
Eat Asperger's.
I want I'm some a vegetarian. I only can eat cotton. So there.
I'll have some
eat tofu.
Aspirin.
Always.
Can I
always eat tofu.
See, then Sterno took
always.
That apparently and ran with it.
What?
Yes, Sterno versus
yeah,
the Asperger's
and Nigerian
is that just,
scam artists.
Yeah.
Or is that simply.
And
cruel?
How they are related in the 21st century.
All these people want
he wrote
to
his doctorate on that.
Not
have you seen that?
Such a,
there's a link
and
on my
large
page.
Footprint on the earth.
If you go to my LinkedIn page, you can pull up.
Is that so wrong?
Sterno's 419 Scammers page. And it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He scammed the scammers so many times, and it's
now,
wonderful.
Now, didn't he felch Dr. Kellner?
Yeah, he felched Kellner.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, he had Kellner was head of the Felcher Police.
I see. You
and
know, I
and,
knew a
but
Richard
he had
Felcher
a couple of
school.
The like the night the you know the African scam artists, Nigerian
okay,
scam artists were working their plan.
U.S. out of Nigeria
to them. They went to Quivering Brain and they pulled up Sterno's link.
Okay,
now, I can't think of Sterno's link right offhand. That's why I put
Sterno's
it on my links page. So you don't have to worry about remembering all the little squiggles and squoggles and double lines and single periods and double strokes and backslashes and four slashes and foreskins and all those things that you don't want to have to think about.
That's true,
just
folks.
Burdens the
at
mind.
Quiveringbrain.com, all these things are taken care of for you.
It's your one-stop shopping. And in fact, we're putting a new shopping page. The links aren't quite ready yet on the Corpse's catalog. There will be...
It's called
There's
the
five
Mall.
New DVDs available of your favorite... Old-time corpses gigs.
Giant spiders, grotesque monsters, thirsting for human blood, vampires,
a couple different ones from various places.
Flesh-eating
those are going to be available very shortly.
Reanimated
scientific
monsters and the Walking Dead.
And handling.
And
I love
course,
the clock that's on Quivering Brain's website.
Amphibious creatures.
You love
from
the process?
Black Lagoon.
Clock. You got a little clock on there.
Yeah, you got a clock. So if you forget what time it is, you can just put
clock
it on there. You can see
on there?
It
where? On where? No,
in
not there. No.
Plus, it constantly
so who's hosting
you to
the Dr. Hal show while the normal host is not
It was
about.
Phoenix, but it'll be chicken again because when we start this new season, we'll have the midnight bus trip after the show, and we'll have everybody back in place again, finally, after... These,
after months and months of
lacunae.
These changes, these personnel
well,
changes.
Well, the week before this last, we didn't have chicken. We didn't have.
Inertia.
Well, we did have chicken, what am I saying? But we didn't have Rob.
Whiplash.
And we didn't have Yasha. And we didn't have the books we were supposed to have. And we didn't have the dino film we were supposed to have.
Are you preparing for this year's next time?
Always in a state of preparation.
Special massage.
And my knees was frozen. My nose was frozen.
M&M's in our
airport cruise over.
You know what I'm going to make?
My book with
a very special treat at X-Ray.
Treat for me.
Oh, what kind of X-ray treat is that?
No sugar added cherry pie.
I want a Van Halen. I want you to set up the motel room just like Van Halen had in their contract.
And set up the bedroom just like Joseph Stalin had.
You ever had a beer can chicken cooker?
Yeah.
Beer can chicken cooker. Leave the room.
We're going to try it. You know, with
where you stick
beer.
The beer can into the chicken and put it.
Well, yeah, you put the beer can on like
mind
a
is
like
wallowing
grid.
And then you fire the chicken from one of those compressed air guns.
And then what you get that lotion employee? From the guy to kind of lube up the slot there.
All right, that's enough.
And then you keep firing that chicken at the side. Anything.
You shoot
well,
anything.
Anything.
You
shoot
fire
the
one. My favorite is fire it in the air,
that's
and
good.
It just kind of falls out there
it's
into the desert.
It finds its way to your mouth.
You find an eater and you shoot. The
but you can do it on like a tank out of plywood, and as it comes near the anti-tank
like mouth-seeking technology,
which is behind no shelter because you're in the
mouth.
Desert.
But
it
dives right in.
You can
right
fire
in,
rounds
like
fairly quickly, stuffing chickens into the cannon.
That you give out.
Dr. How.
And
when it all comes down
at,
to it, you
okay.
pick the chicken, and the trick of picking chicken is picking what chicken
here we go.
To pick.
And it's finger-licking, picking chicken that you can... Fiddle with your dit fiddler while you're diddling
that
the middle of the
chicken.
See what we've done. We've gone around the dark
Hal,
side of the planet here.
Deep in the mix has a question.
Mix? All right. What is it?
Pose your
my
question,
boy?
Caller.
What's your question? State short question.
State your
please.
Question now. Now, now, you must write your question down on this piece of paper. Your must question must be precisely, exactly like this. Yes.
Gentle down, Philo.
He said the process was his favorite part.
Oh, well, yeah. All right. He's brewing up a question right now.
I don't
well,
care what the question is. I only want to make sure the paper gets filled out properly.
The paper.
And we've drained the show now, and the little callers are in the colander. Here, we'll leave them on the counter to cool.
Paperwork. You don't have your paperwork.
Yeah, I know. That's why you call 848-4425 in the 510 area code. And I'll do that again for those of you on drugs.
848-4425.
4-5.
What about the ones that took
the
fast
drugs? Where are your
faster?
Hot
dogs.
5.
You ever took those before?
The ones that took ghetto hot dogs. You take a length of lamp cord, and each end of the lamp cord has a nail in it. You put it into a raw hot dog, and you plug it into the wall for 5 seconds.
Hey, yeah, I've actually seen that work.
And what was the result?
Hot dog.
The collectible smoky
an allegedly edible
it's
hot
dangerous,
dog.
Though.
Bam.
Now, it's not recommended by this radio team.
Do not hold on to the hot dog while it's cooking.
And do not eat the hot dog while it's cooking.
Quite
the hot dog appears to
do
have
not put
gained
your
mythic
on
status.
The wire.
Ah, makes sense.
And it's taking off toward hot dog heaven now. There it goes.
It is the winged sausage.
Call in for 84425 at the 510 area code right now for a fancy 3D gift.
And your gift is being beamed to your brain right now.
Look at that. Oh, wow. What look, can they do?
It's the same as getting the gift, because you believe you have it. It's just been beamed there.
Yes, it finally is true that the gift is better than
the
gift.
It's vibrated those same centers in the brain that actual gift-giving would have vibrated as well.
Thank
so
you.
So it says, you don't even, it's virtual gift-giving.
Well, it's been shown that 80% of everyone will just not like what
you don't care about what you got. You only care that you got
it.
Because it's giving. It's the giving.
Let's all sing a happy song.
Okay, I'm going to check the internet now to see how many listeners we have who are on the internet. Because that's the only place we can measure it. We'd love to be able to measure our Nielsen rating and all that stuff on, you know, all those fancy ways, the surveys, the ex post facto laws, and all those that would tell us exactly the degree of carborundum that's embedded
like the old
below
measures.
The palate level of the...
What about the applauso meter?
The Driftoptimus quotient is way beyond... It's way off the scale.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. Or the Apocalyptax, the poppycock.
Me neither,
and the
man.
That was killed by
a
frog.
What a dynamic set of shows these are, where
a bookend of shows that neatly comprise most of the major thinking.
Them superstars.
Now you and your family can own this accumulation of human knowledge.
On
almost
the
same price you pay for
shows.
A tracheotomy or a college education in a major university in this great land.
Shows.
Because my program, Dr. Hal's course in success in sex and real estate, is not for everybody.
You'll have to be
I'm
patient here.
I'm asking you to stand naked on a
we
stool for 2 hours
plumb
while
the
we run car battery juice through your feet. Nonetheless, we expect you to be slightly
we'll look forward to that.
Uncomfortable. Here That's we go. Why we offered an amenity which...
How many does?
I can do this. I know I can do this.
And all you need is the kitchen sink and a little bit of...
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I can do this.
5, 9, 4, 4, 9, 12.
I know I can.
Okay, we're trying to get the number you've been to the show.
Help me.
Help me.
Next. I go home. Uh-oh. 42.
Uh-oh, 42.
Not that number.
Down. We're going to get canceled. Next.
Don't you know 42 is a number with a specific mystical significance?
Yeah, sure.
But it is, I mean, in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Oh. By the way, while I was down there this morning, I saw that they have already made a giant movie out of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is just about to be ready to release.
Someday, I'll have to watch what I have, because I have a DVD.
No one
set.
I've ever heard of. It's some like Britishers, guy, of course.
Man, I was hearing they're going to have a Dirk Pitt movie coming out this summer.
You mean
with
Pitt?
Called
with
Sahara.
Oh, Sahara.
And they picked
just like the
Michael, or what's his name? McConaughey? What's his first name?
Matthew.
He is so un-Dirk Pitt-like. I can't believe they chose him. What kind of casting idiot did that? If I was Clive Cussler, I would have told him, no way.
Is this another guy with 12 kids and 3 jobs you would have
fired?
Oh,
no, no, no. He's a right fellow, a stand-up guy, a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, Clive Cussler. No, he writes those novels, you know, like adventure novels. He's written he's been very successful. And
looks like they're rolling up the script out back.
In his last book, he even made himself a character, which I love novelists that do that. They have a long... character, a rich set of characters that they've developed over a bunch of stories, and then they work themselves in. It's like, hey, I want to be part of this cool bunch of guys I've created. I want to really, I want me in there too.
The huddle. So with those
I'm
going to
put me as a character in my next novel. I like that, actually. I mean, I'm sounding sarcastic, and I don't really mean to do that. It's just my way. It's just kind of my natural way.
Demerits.
Oh, good. Let's sing a song then.
What song will we sing? How about
the thing.
I'm snow blind.
I
got snow in my eyes. I got sails, panels, and slip knots inside my mind.
Oh, we should mention the, the G4 HAL appearance on
G4 HAL appearance.
G the game channel for
if anyone has G4 TV.
Yeah, right.
Only on Xbox.
I thought it was like channel 138, but it seems not to be that channel.
It can be swiping around.
Yeah, don't be scared.
Yeah, I'll be on it at 7 p.m. tomorrow. So
now you're going to record
be
that.
Be sure to watch it.
You're going to you have somebody recording it, right, Hal?
Pedro said he would do it. And I will attempt to do it with my equipment. So
that one guy?
That'll be cool.
You mean that one guy?
Because you can record stuff.
He's going to do it.
Whoa, hey, whoa.
Guns don't kill people.
Unloading show.
3/4-inch holes in the head kill people.
They sure do. They shoot them. They shoot them right dead. They got to get the head shot. Oh, man. Oh,
get ready for action.
Get ready for it. Danger!
Like this.
Oh, yeah. You know, I couldn't believe... I remember when he did this. You know, there's something about that smirk of his that he's been selling all these years, and it just looks stupider and stupider. Have you ever noticed that?
No, I've never noticed.
What do you mean, stupider and stupider?
He's hard to watch.
His smirk is like becoming...
Oh, yeah,
it's
right, yeah.
Gone beyond... It was like a cute smirk, maybe, 25 years ago. And it's gone... It's like such a super smirk now. It's like, oh, man, do I have to do this one more time? He's been using that so many times, you can tell he's sick of it. That's what's bad about
it. Maybe it still pays in the general...
He's lost all sense of propriety, all sense of... Now, how does he center himself? How does he use that gyroscopic effect, the proboscis gyroscope, to center himself into a balance mode that allows him to maintain a plane of consciousness that is somewhat lower, below the natural plane of consciousness, one that is not quite completely into the unconscious realm, but subconscious.
A theory of the unconscious mind, hitherto unplumbed.
The sublateral conscious mind. It's a sideways introspection into the place between the conscious level and the unconscious level that can center the nose.
Hey man, you made the record skip by doing that.
I did. Hey, now do what?
No, the guy did the scary sound and the thing happened in the... That was an alternate reality. I laughed like this.
Gentlemen, please.
It's an attack of art!
Aye!
They're coming. Art's coming in the door right now.
You have to trample the serpents of false
art beneath your heel. They bring it by all hours of the day and night here on the show. And all we can do is just stack it up in big piles in the corner. We take the art and we put it in the art processing machine where it's put into special categories of art, smashed and split into strips, and put into the art crunching device where it's crunched down into a little cube that we can put into the shelf. And with a special algorithmic program in the computer, we can then re-extract its essence whenever we need to. Enjoy the art once again, and therefore we have an infinite supply of art that can be enjoyed whenever needed, retrieved at will, and used to pleasure you and your family.
Cool.
Can I call up any UFO, Big Bug, or Caveman movie?
Sure, if you call the game off first. We can't have the game and the Big Bug movie at the same time. It's something about the interstitial spaces.
That's
between
like
the vortices.
A great title for the old creature feature kind of thing, you know, Big Bug movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's a big old bug. It's got 12 legs and 3 body parts and big old antennas and creepy eyes that are distended off
of its
legs.
Sounds like you got a so putrid there.
And its memory card is completely erased.
Oh, well, you have to send in the parts if you have the warranty to start with. Well, he's got a fairly good chance of inheriting all these cables and parts and whatnot. Wilbur Whiteley, maybe I should say that one.
Man, I can't believe that if you tried to use Beautiful Joe 2, the Holiday 2004 demo disc, it wiped out all your saved games, including San Andreas and Metal Gear Solid 3.
Jesus.
And now, all the work you did to get to that point, aren't you mad at those people that did Beautiful Joe 2?
Well,
Sony should
wish
give you a free game.
Happened. I'm a little bit behind the curve. I didn't know they did Beautiful Joe 1, though. That was one of my favorite books when I was a child. My sister and I read it over and over again and again while we explored its rotting hull in the clear waters off the East Coast.
The clear waters. Step in, knuckle up, beat down your opponent.
It's filthy.
Where was that? Yeah, up in
the filthy,
in
clear
it
waters.
It was pretty muddy and brown. I hate it.
Look at the muck of centuries
until I got out to
here.
The Pacific.
They're evil.
The specific
evil
ocean.
Waters.
The Atlantic was always so cold.
Evil waters. Now, wasn't that Ethel Waters' sister?
American money monster.
Let's go to the Pacific and everything.
Forget what you think. Forget what you know. Forget everything. Because now you have the show.
And you're in the middle of nowhere.
Ah, is that a two-headed lamprey in the water?
Hey, yeah.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you see those.
Maybe five.
The closer to the equator you go, the more you see.
That's a dreaded hydra lamprey.
It could be if you want. We're just drumming up whatever we can find here in the database.
This is the game I like to play. That's who I want to be. See? See my game, Al? This
You're
is the
what?
Game I like to play that game, man.
Well, there are plenty like it, and it's characters are decently garbed in those.
Wow, that makes my loincloth spring forward.
Sproiling? Oh, for God's sake. I throw a towel over it.
My
but
loin
when
cloth?
I'm back, I shall say, warn the...
Look, there she is, champions return to arms. I would go to battle with her anywhere.
Sort of Joan of Arc.
As long as I had the promise of the...
Being in staff, which would be right behind the command company.
As long as I got the promise of seeing
that's what I was thinking
earlier.
We're talking about G4. I mean, that's how the military staff arranged itself. G1 through 5 or 6, depending on whichever you needed.
So anxious.
And so G4 would be right behind her going into battle.
Well, it's got blood, gore, and violence rated for teens and only available.
What we're doing is reviewing all the games that you can play right now on the show.
All the games?
And then, of course, here's Half-Life.
And we're flushing your mind.
A report card on Half-Life.
It really could happen.
Your co-host... Your
already
favorite
has happened,
co-host.
But you didn't feel a thing.
Because
how? It happened tonight while you were asleep.
Did the voice for
a show
again
just
again
washes
again.
Your mind in
now,
between
when you went
the little
and
interstices
became,
and folds.
On TV on this G4 thing that you're going to be on, what do they ask you?
Air dries you out.
Did they ask you if your hair was dried out too fast on the airplane ride down there? Or did they have anything? Was there anything about the game?
What they got is that... electric guitar riff and the other early stuff they should have capitalized on.
Oh, okay, I got you. I know where you're coming from. I see what you're saying. I hear where you're coming from, and
it's
I see
new
what
electric
you're
saying. Dawn.
I hear where, so that means I can hear locations.
No.
I have the auditory capability of hearing a place.
What happened?
And I have,
info
since
spill.
I see what you are saying, I have
but
the
recoverable data.
Visual capability
standing
now
by.
To actually see sound waves in the air. Because I can see what you're saying, man. And I hear where you're coming from.
That's because we are just such a hip show on the air at this hour.
Okay.
Hey, you better not go to the airport if you use that stuff, man, because they will pick you up faster than they pick up other... You know what it was?
He just
was too modest to bring it up. It was that he's a rock star, so they have to hassle the rock stars.
Yeah,
that's the deal.
Star. And the rock star of the show before us here, one of the two rock stars that was here, one of three or four that was virtually here, and one of the two that were actually physically here, let us know a special secret that if you get stuck at the airport in the special nitroglycerin checking device, just tell them you used hand lotion that morning.
you.
But don't tell anybody where that you found that out.
And don't tell them that you know the brand of the special.
Hand lotion in your bag.
Yeah. Okay, here's Rockstar at the airport.
You have to have the kind of hand lotion that has nitroglycerin in it, though.
He takes the advice of the ancient ones so seriously that he brought 12 bottles of hand lotion.
I bet it's the glycerin in the hand lotion that does it.
It could be.
Yeah, you want to have glycerin hand lotion.
All right.
In your suitcase. You want to squirt it all over your briefcase, your bags, anything that you're going to carry on, your shoes. You want to have that all over them. And then when you go through that special testing device,
that slippery gate,
they're going to say, hey, you have to come aside, and we're going to have these guys over here. This policeman's going to stand next to you and watch you as you prove that your hard drive doesn't contain a bomb. I didn't really say the B word. I just didn't mean to actually say.
I'm afraid you did.
Oh, please forgive me.
Well, there's nothing to forgive, except perhaps we should try to forgive ourselves for placing...
Well, did you say that the hard drive had a bong, man?
A bong, yeah, you got your bong. If you get your bong, if you get pulled aside in the airplane because you got a bong, man, it's...
Oh, I have asthma, man, so I'm prescribed to have one, man.
That's cool. Even the bong part?
Oh, yeah, man. See, that's how I got to take my medicine, man.
That is too cool. I love that about the Oakland area and the Bay Area and the area. When you're in the area.
We are the Bay Arians.
You can be in the area and in the area at the same time.
You can?
Right, but you got to have... Now, do you have your bong with you now?
Oh, always, man.
And you're driving around Oakland in your Camaro?
Well, I got it installed in the dashboard, man.
So you're driving your Camaro, you've got your medical marijuana, your mullet is flying in the breeze, you're sort of like just not really flipping off the authorities, but you're not worrying about them anymore. You've just got everything.
See, it runs off the cigarette lighter, man. It heats the weed up so it doesn't burn it.
So you got the vaporizer action.
This is number 7.
It's pure THC vapor, man.
Okay,
yeah, those were the bongs, my
those
friend.
Those were the bongs.
The bongs we'd smoke, it was an endless toke. We'd play with frisbees, barefoot or in thongs. We'd juggle party bowls with our parents' college goals. Cause we were young and those were the bongs.
See, the caller's taking a big hit on his bong right now.
Can we hear that bong sound up next to the phone?
And the busy years went rushing by us.
There it is.
Lost our late night habits on the way. When Nancy Reagan told our kids to fry us.
Oh, yeah, man.
We'd smile at one another. Then we'd say, those were the bongs we'd smoke. It wasn't it.
I've actually listened to this on the internet. It's you can go there, they have streaming music and stuff.
Yeah, movie, yeah. This is where the bongs, caller.
Yeah, that's thestonechannel.com. www.stonechannel.com. There he is. He's driving around Oakland right now with his mullet flying in the breeze, his bong glowing like a beacon of slack.
Dusty pipes and hey, how you doing?
Wow.
We're doing great.
Wow.
We're up
we
to 45?
43. We picked up one
listener. Now we know the bong caller. Because the bong caller is now
he's high, see, so
he's high. But it's okay because he's got his prescription. He's got his script, man.
He's got his scripture?
He's got his scripture. He's always got his scriptures close to his heart.
I got my RX, man.
He's got his RX. And So between him and his RX, he is between a life post and a swamp meat.
I thought it was swamp gas, and the way Venus was set up,
but they're built to
the
win.
Headlights and
they're built to win. They're built.
24 hours later, he's
worst
still doing case show.
Of swamp gas. I ever saw.
Now, do you need some? I think.
Yeah.
I need where's some that light Michael that's Pepe and essence up here. Do you have that one you can turn on?
Oh, the light from above can never be
it's
turned on.
It's just a religious thing here. I'll just fill up some liquid slack and we'll relax with all of Northern Central Council.
Well, I'll be.
Blast Dave. I mean, no, Dave.
We'll put all of our dreams in a kit bag.
Did you want to look at something, Hal?
No.
Being able to observe the world as it is rather than what you think.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I see you've been in training.
I've been learning how to do my bwa-ha-ha-ha-ha laugh.
You are walking through a city park when you suddenly come upon a young child skipping along, lollipop in hand, singing a merry song. What do you do?
Well, if I see the child, what do I do? Well,
Yes, what do you do?
You're not going to take candy from a baby, are you,
no,
Tyler?
No, that would be like taking the mind from you.
Should I be taking the candy from the baby? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that is one thing that was being said.
And need I remind you, Tyler?
Now, I forgot your admonition there. I forgot it as fast as you said.
What we're doing is putting the screws back in the machine here.
Please repeat yourself, caller.
As we bring the spacecraft back to the planet and land in Berkeley.
When we're out of these needles, we have to use them.
Hey, man.
Communication with the Earth is sporadic at this time. That's why you hear this broken up signal. And,
The
music is synthesized thought.
It's the courses administrate dead people on the field.
Something about dead people. Well, I guess we'll see when we get back to the
Okay, well, his body's there, and they still have the guitars in hand.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Then we know they went down like swinging love corpses.
Right, and the lightning was potent enough to do the job.
Well, it's a good way to solve an administrative difficulty. Charge right at it. And
the
best way out of something is to range right into it. Lost track of Kimmich that way. He was over on the next journey.
What happened to him?
Oh, I'm sure his gastrolith was also successfully removed.
Really? Was it a large enough body of objects that they could use a lapidarist to string together those bodies.
Did you really think they'd never find out?
Well, I figured eventually the truth would be revealed, and we would be subject to their laws and bylaws and bureaucrats. All the way down to the knobs on our amplifiers.
What?
Auditing the increments to make sure that they were all equal. We didn't have any dials that went all the way up to 11.
That's true. There was something rather strange about it. Something you couldn't put your finger on.
You try to put your finger on it, and every time it would get close.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
You just skitter off.
Well, so what's happening this weekend that anybody should, of course, be filled in about?
The clownathon. I believe there's also a mongoloid show. There's all sorts of things that came in at the last minute that I didn't have a chance to read. Readers?
Yes, muscular distortions, incredible delays, luscious filters, and the ease of use are all hallmarks of this show.
Especially here at the end, where now we're lowering the landing craft into place.
Right, we are bringing the stretcher down for Dr. Howe, who's decided he doesn't want to walk out tonight. He'd like to just be carried out. Because that is his prerogative. He can do that. He has the authority. He has the special tools and the authorization.
Well, you can just roll along.
He's paid his fees. He he's paid his dues. He's got the card that proves it. So clear out of the way. The stretcher is coming through. We want the hallway clear of all obstructions.
Man, I thought stretcher was a character in the movie.
Stricture is. That's stricture.
Scary.
Yeah, that's why there's no structure.
Well, we lost the structure about 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep. We put it up on the hill.
Numbers remain exactly the same.
We were out in the yard playing. We put the structure up on the hill. We were looking at it, admiring it. Those bullies from the neighborhood next door came over and stole it.
Really?
Yeah. And then they crushed it with their special crushing devices inside the backyard.
Wow. So long ago, but so clear in the mind.
They lived in the the junkyard.
That age of honest man.
Okay, we're just going to the junkyard there. Here to see what kind of show we can find.
There's one.
Get it.
Okay, yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, grab it, quick.
It got away.
Slipped down, slipped through the crack in the bottom of the file cabinet. Look over there. Do you see it?
Over where?
Right,
where?
Right over there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
This one's got a lot of hair on it.
A foot and a half high, hairy, green jacket, the red cap.
It's cute, though. Look at it smiling back up at us out of the drawer like that.
First, just to bring it.
How do you think it makes its face do that? Do you think it... Seems to be getting a little bit agitated. Or maybe that's just its mannerism.
Agitated?
Don't touch it. You'll get that slime on you.
But the oboes indicate cuteness.
Yeah, that's the role of the oboe. To continue the theme into a level of cuteness.
Eating that metal.
Not always cuteness.
Terrible art crime.
Sometimes it signifies the wolf. Or no, I think the oboe was... Wasn't the oboe...
A wolf brand, Chili. A neighbor...
Was the oboe Peter? I think the oboe was Peter. No, the oboe was... Who was the oboe?
The duck.
The duck. The oboe was the duck. That's right.
The duck that waddled.
The oboe was the duck. Or the duck was the oboe, I guess would be more appropriate.
Well, you could.
Weird nightmare, that's all I think. At this hour? Who would be up at this hour?
The restless crazy inhabitants people. Of a city that never sleeps.
Crazy people and highly intelligent people. People of a greater stripe. People of a lesser stripe. People of from all walks of life. They're listening to this show right now while they're walking through all those walks of life. What does a walk of life look like to you? Is it a wide pathway? One
right to Michael Pepe's
leads
door.
To a wonderful
could be,
right
could
now,
be.
A wonderful land
and,
of
Bishop Joey.
Oh yeah,
where is Bishop? Probably he might be in the Anza Borrego Desert as we speak,
donuts
looking at the amazing wildflowers that are occurring there.
Lone internet caller.
Oh yeah, the lone internet caller, one of the honored 43.
Oh good, then I misheard you, my friend.
You're
it's nice to be home.
Can you also go to the Anza Borrego camera while you're talking to us?
With the camera?
Or the Death Valley camera.
Sure. What are you guys looking for?
Just the flowers.
Just the flowers.
Blue clouds, blue sky. A beautiful world that makes you laugh. Exactly like that.
It is fantastic. Now I'm usually out throwing the newspaper, and I actually got a couple days off.
So are we coming in more slowly, or are you just coming in faster?
Slowly.
Okay, that's what happens to us at the end
of
the show.
Did you listen to the show before us?
Kind of run down.
Oh, yes, for years and years. Dreadful
and you'll be listening to the show after us. And we'll always be listening to the show after us.
We
there you go.
The show every day.
Yeah, well, I like the idea of you guys doing it at the train museum.
Oh, the train museum is fantastic, and I would love to do it out of that car I'm thinking of because it's an entire train car that moves as if it is moving inside the building. And the lights in the windows are set up, so you're traveling at night, and every once in a while you go past.
Now, is this the one in Sacramento or Fairfield?
Yeah.
The one in Sacramento.
The wonderful train museum in Sacramento, which you have to ride up. You take the train up with your bike, and you ride a whole, like, 900 yards or something over to the train museum.
You could make a bigger bike day because there's all the
I'd love to,
blown out area there you can be riding around
over
in.
On the.
Have you been to the one out in Fairfield, trolley car museum?
No.
That guy's got miles and miles of track, and he actually takes you out in the trolley cars and such on his property.
Oh, wow. Cool. Let's try.
There's a tank museum in Portola Valley too. It's appointment only.
Now, is that the Great Western Railway Museum you're talking about?
No. This is a. He's talking.
There's one out there on 12.
No, this is actually right there in Fairfield.
It's Colonel Budget Squirt.
There's an. We need
Colonel Budget Squirt Museum.
Even another one on 12.
Easy to take.
Where?
It's not far from Rio Vista.
We should go to it.
It's like you took Rio Vista. You took 12 from Rio Vista towards Fairfield or wherever it goes over to.
No, wait. That's, we were somewhere in the middle of the kitchen. On the edge of the linoleum. When the 45 caliber bullet began to take hold.
Okay, yeah.
There it goes.
And it's not the bullet that does the work, it's the hole that does the work.
It's the hole.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The bullet's just an innocent bystander.
Yeah. Oh. What he's done here, you see, is make an amazing copy of the Cafe This floor plan. With the black and white linoleum, and there's the red curtain hanging.
But if you've got the hole there, the billet becomes, it's like just secondary at that point.
What are you saying? The drugs don't make you high? It's just the hole that they make?
Yeah, it's not the drugs don't make you high. It's the place in your brain that they affect that makes you high.
It's the stone that makes you high, yeah.
Keep that alpha coming.
Yeah, it's the stone.
Not the drugs.
That makes you...
Then you
that.
Turn into a fascist.
But you know, that's not really... we're not really into that thing. We're into more of the mental state.
There you go.
You know
who had a great mental state a couple weeks ago was the Chupacabra character.
The Chupacabra?
Yeah.
We have him in here every now and then.
Oh, so he is normal then. Good. Chewbacca, he's
normal.
Still alive.
You say normal, but I wouldn't have said normal.
Oh, he was fantastic.
I would have said he was probably, somewhere between
the Pope, maybe Liza Minnelli, the three of them getting together.
He was somewhere between Liza Minnelli and the Pope in normalcy.
I can never understand what Chewbacca's saying.
They're always changing anyway. Oh,
no, we weren't talking about Chewbacca. We were talking about chewing tobacco. Chupacabra.
Not Chewbacca.
But Chewbacca. Maybe Chewbacca. That's the Chupacabra.
No,
predecessor.
See that picture of that thing in New Mexico a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, the one with the scales on the special. The where he has the scales and the claws.
What a cute
and
pet, don't you think?
The chia pet. Yeah, it's like a chia pet.
That is amazing.
It's a cute chia pet.
Well, the show, yeah.
But you know what I like is the chia head. I really have to get one of those chia heads.
I like how the confluence of all the show people. I was talking about this earlier.
On your VCR.
All
yeah,
the
I like
many
the
characters
head
of,
chia head.
Of the peoples like on the show head. For so long, and how we all interacted with each other over the last quarter century.
Yeah.
Slap.
You've got the head. You put the chia on it, and then the head shrinks and the chia grows.
I miss the West Coast head myself.
And there, under the
I miss the big head we brought to the first dock stock. And then we, on Sunday, Gary was giving wax with an axe for a quarter. You could get a quarter and hit the West Coast head.
Yeah, the West Coast head. That was the name of that song. Remember that?
Yeah, because that was, Gary was very down. I think he'd broken up with somebody. And so I stole the West Coast head from the mud flats and put it up in his window and then went back home and called him and said, whatever you do, don't look in this window. So
he opened the window and there's that head looking at him.
We laughed and laughed real hard. And then
and
we
you
went
made
over
him not sad anymore.
And then we woke him.
Hey, you know, nice. I was talking to Gary the other day. There's a good chance that now that he's moved out of Oakland, that he may come be able to do the show with us once in a while.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that would be absolutely
great. Having Gabrofan on the
We're
show.
We're entering
again.
In Gary Gabofam on the show again.
Gary the GoPad.
Gary the GoPad, yeah. Yeah, it's Gary Gabofam.
Yeah, you probably, caller, you're too young to remember when Gary Gabofam was a regular.
I don't know. The first time I was with you guys.
Enter Gary Gabofam, Gary GoPad.
85. And,
85? No, you heard
him. Yeah, he was 5 when he first heard the show. That's how long we've been on.
Well, I remember in 85, maybe 87, you guys were on.
Yeah.
And I lived in San Ramon at the time, and then I moved to...
That was the heyday of the Subgenius days.
Oh, you guys...
Now it's the Hoday.
You guys are there. Because I moved to Sacramento for 10 years, and I didn't realize you were streaming. So I missed out on you guys for almost 10 years. I'm back in the area and loving it.
Well, you can download, like, the last two or three years from
the
internet.
What you better do, because we
where
are
you do that at?
About to leave.
You can go to www.quiveringbrain.com.
Quivering Brain.
Look for the
next
links
show. Will wash
for,
away all of this bad info.
For the show links.
That
we've
oh,
been
fantastic.
To an archive area.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic, too.
I will have to take my brain and quiver it.
You should do that. That's sort of like the official show site now, at least temporarily, till we get a more official.
We've got to get a Puzzle and Evidence site up that has that kind of info, but it'll all be done very soon here. So standing by to end this thing. Okay, I'm pulling the oxygen on Hal.
Okay, are we gonna say that here's the stretcher. Let's get him on it now.
Okay, you take one and I take the other.
Say goodbye.
Let's get him out of here.
To the callers.
I'll have to say goodbye. Next week I'll
and the listeners.
He's fading fast. Let's get him out of here.
Good night, Doc.
Good night.